Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, we are ready to talk smack about the juicy ladies of the Housewives, especially when it comes to Beverly Hills and the Atlanta ladies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're both bringing, I think Beverly Hills is bringing it. I'm very happy.
her name is Sutton.
Oh, yes.
All right. We'll get to that. But first, let's talk about the Atlanta. Okay. I was loving on this, especially when it came to the beginning. I love the fact that we got to see Miss Cynthia take her man out and having her learn how to twerk that badonkadonk she has.
Oh my gosh, it was really cute. It was adorable. She still doesn't know how to twerk, but I thought they're just adorable. They really are. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Well, she learned from the best. She learned from a woman named Firestarter, and her man was dropping it. He dropped her some 20s.
Yes, I love that too.
There you go. She made $20.
They are so much fun.
And then, of course, we see Candy and Todd. They did a date night. They went and learned how to blow glass. Glass blowing.
She makes everything always so sexual.
Well, this is actually sexual. Listening to that old creepy dude saying, okay, now what you gotta have to do is stick it in the glory hole. We're like,
seriously?
Really? No. He's like, put your lips on this now and blow.
Yeah.
I was like, blow and glory hole. That is a...
Seriously, yeah.
It's a sexy time.
No. Yep.
So that was funny. I thought she was like, oh my gosh, we got to put this in my show.
Yeah, I know, right?
They were cute.
Candy.
Of course, then Candy and Kenya chat quarantine, which was cool to see these women actually chime in and talk about how this has affected them.
Yeah, I like how they added that into the secrets revealed. You know, like they took some stuff that they didn't add to the show, but also made it real time. Mm-hmm. Just like how they're dealing with the quarantine and how they're keeping in touch and everything.
I thought it was funny, too, that they're feeling, you know, like, I'm a real housewife now. I have to cook. Yeah. I have to clean.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's what normal people do.
Right. Yes.
And then Kenya's man, he's on the front lines like in New York. He's feeding people, which was finally nice to hear Mark has done something sweet.
I know, because he's not nice at all. Mm-mm. He just doesn't. Yeah. They don't show anything nice about him.
No.
No.
He's good to look at.
He is great to look at.
But nothing good to listen to.
No. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. And then, of course, it moves on to Portia. She has lunch with her sister and her mom, and she admits to Dennis cheating.
Oh, my gosh. And then she admits to she keeps sleeping with him.
Yep.
Even though he keeps cheating on her. I just don't get it.
I don't understand. I know. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I was drinking.
Right.
And they're like, what were you drinking?
Right. Yeah. Okay, girl. I mean, do you? If that's what she wants to do, I just wouldn't want to stay with someone who keeps cheating on me.
Yeah. And what she actually admitted to is that she found text messages from another woman on his phone. So that's how that all came out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I noticed something. Mm-hmm. I think her mom, Portia's mom, is beautiful.
Yeah.
But I clearly could tell she has had a facelift, because when you look at her face, it's extremely tight. And then when you see her neck, it's like gobble, gobble. like you will see from her neck down to her chest.
You know what? That is when you can tell. I have to pay closer attention to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's beautiful. Whatever. I'm all about go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Her mom is pretty.
Yeah. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Also, I thought it was funny to look at Nene and Marlo's quarantine looking all sexy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That is not what
those
I wear.
Those two. No. No, that's not.
I mean, what does Nene have on? She, you know, she has like this silk robe on and then this very like pretty chemise. And then, you know, Marlo is always wearing something sexual.
And they're fully made up.
They are. Yeah, and they got their cocktail in their hand.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Then they go to the clip where they're all in Greece, which was really funny.
Yeah.
And that they show Nene left behind.
Oh, that's right.
Remember she's shoe shopping?
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was funny.
She's talking to the person. And she's like, I have Gladiator. I want a Gladiator shoe, but I have very long, skinny legs, so you're gonna have to put an extra hole in my Gladiator shoe. You know, she's just yes, honey.
Yeah, yes.
But
yes.
I thought that was funny that they left her. Hey, well, you guys, where are you?
Yeah, bye, girl.
Bye, girl. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Also, then let's see. Candy spills the tea to Portia about what Eva had said about her at Marlo's house.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to remember that.
Well, the thing is that those two obviously talk a lot about each other. Eva has slammed Portia behind her back so many times,
right?
And so now she knows. She's like, "What do you mean? Oh yeah, she's been saying this about you, that about you." And it's funny how she brought Portia. She was sitting down with her earlier and saying,
"Yeah,
I just, you know, just having a great time with you." But she's talking to. behind her back.
That's Eva. Like, because they were at the nail salon together, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. They were bonding.
That's right. They were bonding. Eva does this all the time. And then when she's confronted or talked to about it, she's just like, whatever, girl, bye. I mean, I said it. I don't remember if I said it, but I think it's like, I don't know.
It's because she eats too many ice cubes.
Is that what it is?
She crunches on too many cubes.
She does.
She don't remember.
She doesn't.
Mm-mm.
No.
All right. And of course, we cannot forget the emotional sight when we see Portia talking to Dennis about her IUD.
Yeah. I thought that was really good, and that's too bad that they didn't actually include that in an episode, mm-hmm. like a real episode, because so many women go through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that was really
Now,
really
what good. Do you think about her keeping that from him, that she got the IUD?
I don't think that's good. I mean, I think that you should probably communicate in the relationship, but I feel like she's just holding on to it, first of all, to have somebody, and also because they have a child together, so... I don't know.
Well, I think opposite of you. I think she had every right to. I mean, listen, she'd been going through hell and this man cheated on her. He became her ex-fiance. And so if she's sleeping around with him, absolutely, this is not the time to be bringing in a baby into your mess. So that's why she had done it.
I agree. But then that's a huge red flag there, Portia, if you got to do that.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
And then, of course, her fibroids
are back. Yeah, that's another good thing to discuss, too. A lot of women have fibroids. Yeah.
And then we see the wonderful outtake of Kenya having a conversation with her ass. Oh, I almost swore. Because I mean, he makes me that mad.
Yeah.
Mark on the phone about his birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. I think a lot of these women are just like, I really want somebody, so I'm just going to stick around. He never talks to her in a nice way. Remember, like, when they went to go see the cookie lady, too?
Mm-mm.
Like, he just is so disrespectful with her and in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a nice guy with
he's
her.
Not.
But they're trying to work it out, right?
Yeah, that was the latest tea that I heard. They're trying to work it out.
Because he's so hot. That's why.
He is super
it's
hot.
It's hard to let the hot ones go, right?
It is.
No matter what.
It is.
And of course, the big blow up, and we've all wanted to know, was there audio recording of Cynthia bad-mouthing Nene? We finally have realized.
What was revealed to me today and Candy was that Yvonne pretty much made it up.
There is no recording.
Correct.
And she's saying that she never said audio, so you want me to believe that Nene just made up out?
My exact words to Nene was, and I insinuated I may have proof of our conversation.
So is there audio or not?
Cynthia, I've told you no.
Okay,
no.
It doesn't exist. Okay,
no.
All right.
That doesn't make sense. If Yvonne wants to sit right here and laugh for the rest of the time, she can sit right here and laugh for the rest of the time. As long as Yvonne apologizes to me, I don't give a f- what she does with the rest of these girls.
Ooh. You know what? I'm actually glad that they included this in the secrets revealed because I got to tell you, I forgot all about Yvonne.
Oh, me too. Like what happened to her?
Right. Like I totally forgot. But yeah, I'm glad they brought this up. You know, what was there audio? Was there not? I can't believe that they were going around in circles as much as they were. But again, as Nene pointed out, why would Nene say there's audio when there's no audio?
Oh, and then she was getting mad that Yvonne was kind of throwing her under the bus. Like, girl, what are you doing?
And why did they ride there together? It's weird. It's like, girl, she is taking you in front of all these girls to get slammed. Why are you riding with her? She just really wants to be on the show.
She don't not. She looked crazy in that outfit, by the way.
Of course she did.
What are you wearing?
She looks crazy. And
that
then the crazy
don't
wig.
Look good.
No.
Mm-hmm. That didn't look good.
Right.
All right. So let's move on to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because it was all about Kyle having her own house party, huh? Because she is back in town.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the looks first.
Okay.
I will tell you, I did not like Kyle's look whatsoever.
I'm sorry, but I'm not liking her hair. But I know that it's because she's doing that movie. That's why her hair
from Halloween.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she had to get the bangs back. But I'm like, what are you wearing? You look like you went to the mall, to the old school Deb store, and you decided to get yourself a white blouse. And then, I don't know, what do you call those things that she was wearing? The fuzzy thing?
I don't know.
The Momo? I don't know. I forgot what it's called.
And you're right.
I liked her pants, but other than that.
I totally forgot about that store, Deb. She looks like she just walked out of that
terrible.
Store.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
And then Garcelle walks in like she's Cinderella.
I loved her look.
But she looked pretty. I did like her look. But seriously, would you ever wear that to a cocktail party?
No.
This is how different our life is than that.
No, I wouldn't. But she looked great, but no, I would not.
We're so plain Jane.
We are.
Lisa Rinna looks like a zebra. I mean,
I did not like her outfit.
Clearly. And it's funny that Kyle's like, I have that outfit. Why are you wearing that? I just bought that outfit.
Well, Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, then Sutton is wearing a ready-to-wear Dolce & Gabbana, not couture. Not couture.
Not couture. But mm-hmm. here's the thing. Sutton acts like when she puts these designer labels on that she's really wearing the stuff. She's not. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like her outfit?
No.
I thought it was funny listening to Erica Jane. Well, we all wear ready-to-wear. You know, I have some couture, but, you know, that's fine, whatever. I love that about Erica. She could care less.
She could care less.
Mm-hmm. She tells it like it is.
Yeah.
The lunch scene between Teddy and Sutton, and Sutton brings up how she is kind of like offended by the fact that Teddy was saying to all the girls, I really don't care if you come to my event or not. What'd you think about that?
Oh, okay. Because I want to know what you think too. So Teddy, I think handled it all wrong. I don't think that she should have been saying, hey, I don't care if you guys come. Look, I don't care. Don't come. No, I do think she should have said something like, hey, everybody, I would love for you to be there. But if you're not able to make it, I completely understand. But I wouldn't have done what Sutton did, right? Like, if that's how she wants to handle it. But I didn't think that was smart.
No, if I'm inviting you to an event, I would never say I could care less if you go or not. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I have a busy life. I'm not going to go then.
Right. Exactly. It's just like Garcelle said. She goes, well, great. Or somebody. I think it was Garcelle, but I can't remember. They're like, okay, great, because I really can't come anyway. Mm. Like, I was going to, but no, I think she just handled it all wrong.
It's just weird. I don't know why she like she doesn't care.
Right, because that's how she was coming off. She was like, look, mm-hmm. guys, I really don't care if you come. Well, why did you extend an invitation to everybody?
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so then it moves on to Kyle's party. I love this part first. There's no cards. You know, where do I sit? I know we're not doing that. And Sutton was very offended by it. There's no like cards to tell you where you're going to sit. But I thought it was funny when they were all sitting down and Garcelle asked Kyle, hey, you're going to give your husband some, right? Because Kyle thanked her husband, who we all love, for taking care of the house while she was gone.
Yeah.
And then once that was said, Sutton had to say, well, this is not proper table talk.
Well, I mean, the whole thing was pretty awkward, actually.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, again, Sutton. No, it was like, I rolled my eyes when she said that. I was like, okay, girl. Like, it's like, you can't do anything right. And this is Beverly Hills. So for her to sit there every little thing and say, you girls aren't acting a certain way. It's like, who are you? They're Beverly Hills. They're so fancy already.
Well, the best part of this entire night was when they're all sitting down and they decided to play a game, your first impression of each other. And of course, Sutton decided to let Teddy know what her first impression was of her. Take a listen. You gotta love it.
Okay, I'm gonna be very honest. I thought that, Teddy, maybe you were gonna be a little boring.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Are we supposed to be honest or not?
Oh, of course. I'll go right ahead.
That was my first impression, like, oh, and then pregnant, God help us. But you're way more interesting than I thought.
I'm confused. Am I offending you? Because you kind of come at me and no, I'm like, what's happening here?
I'm not coming at you.
No, come on. She's about to cry.
I'm not.
Sorry.
What? Teddy, honey.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine, you guys.
Girl, I didn't mean to laugh, but I constantly laughed every time I saw that clip. And I feel bad for Teddy. I just laughed a lot, too, because her husband kept eating while she was crying.
He could care less. And it just got crazier as the night went on. Yeah. It was just a fabulous time. But I do love Sutton, man. She brings a lot, and I can't wait to see more of her. I don't like her, but I like what she brings to the show.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, she's a great addition.
All right, there you have it. Great times with the Reality Housewives.
So nasty and